When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
It is Easter weekend, and we are excited to share with y'all a bonus episode of what Easter means to us and some of the things that we're getting into this weekend. So we'll meet y'all at the table.
Welcome to the Steel Magnolias Podcast. We are two sisters here to have uplifting conversations about life in the South.
The South is full of beautiful diversity in landscape, people groups, and culture, and we want to showcase each part. We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up your chair.
Well, I'm Laura Beth.
I'm Lainey.
And this is a bonus episode that we hope we're surprising you with. I'm sure nobody was expecting this because we really don't do bonus episodes. But
and we weren't even expecting to do it, but we just had a lot we wanted to say around this important weekend.
We did. I've said it on here before, but Steel Magnolias, the movie, begins and ends at Easter. And it is the sweetest full circle of life and
yes,
how life moves on and just friendships remain. But, you know, y'all know the themes. But it was reminded to me this weekend even. I was like, oh, I should watch Steel Magnolias. And then I was like, I don't know if I want to cry that much. It is
well, coming. You know, I'm watching it soon because I have a trip planned somewhere fun that y'all will just have to wait and hear about.
Oh, that's true. Well, that was a teaser. So, yeah, that's one thing that made me think we need to do a little something to talk about it. If you love that movie and you haven't heard our episode that really goes deep on the behind the scenes of Steel Magnolias, I'll link to it in this bonus episode's show notes, the show description. So you can listen to that because there was so many fun things we talked about that were just
about the
nuggets.
Characters and who was potentially going to play what roles and all of that. The writing of the true story and ooh, so good. Anyway, we celebrate the resurrection every day, hopefully, in our hearts.
Yes.
But we wanted to literally celebrate with y'all by talking a bit about it today.
Yeah. I got this book at Christmas called Sacred Seasons, A Family Guide to Center Your Year Around Jesus. Mm. And when we were at church this morning, I was thinking about just the calendar, things coming up, trips coming up, end of school year, what is summer going to look like? There was just a lot of like calendaring things going on in my head. And I had this thought and I felt like it was from the Lord that was just, you get on my calendar and I'll take care of your calendar.
Oh, that's
how
good.
It was.
Yeah.
So I was like, I really do need to pay attention to the biblical church calendar, which we are in the middle of coming off of Lenten season, which many of you might have
Purim,
fasted something. Yeah. And, you know, there are things that are ritualistic that people are doing and have been doing for centuries to be on that sort of church calendar. So this is a huge part of the time of year for the church, the Big C church is what I mean, not just our local church, but the Big C church being Easter weekend.
I know, and I love that it's, you know, even in the beginning of spring when, you know, I think of that, the old things have passed, new things have come, like winter is passing, we've got things budding up out of the ground, literally.
Yes.
Trees are flowering all around us. It's just the whole even picture of things becoming new after death.
That's so true. That's so true.
The whole creation is proclaiming his glory.
Yes. Yeah. This book is full of not just things that you can do, like to remember the season you're in, you know, passages to read, but it has recipes in it. It has actual activities, some with your kids, some just for you. It's really chock full.
So it's good if you have kids or don't.
Yeah. Okay. For sure. For sure. So this is a quote from the author is N.T. Wright, Surprised by Hope. So that particular book is being quoted in the book that I'm talking about. So Easter is about the wild delight of God's creative power. We ought to shout hallelujahs instead of murmuring them. We should light every candle in the building instead of only one. We should give every man, woman, child, cat, dog, and mouse in the place a candle to hold. We should have a real bonfire. We should splash water about as and renew our baptism vows. Every step back from that is a step forward to an ethereal and esoteric Easter experience. And the thing about Easter is that it is neither ethereal nor esoteric. It's about the real Jesus coming out of the real tomb and getting God's real new creation underway.
Mm.
And I mean, who doesn't hear Dolly Parton singing? I'll be putting that up on my Instagram again this week. I do it every year. So yeah,
no other God can say that.
Right.
That he's alive.
That's so true. We have some things that we'll sit down and share as a meal after our Easter Sunday church service. I actually mentioned to you that app. Are you still following along each year on the Easter Now?
But I haven't this year yet.
Okay.
Well, because we're recording this a little early.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so you've downloaded Easter Now before.
Yes.
It's super simple. Like, it's not a very complex app, but it's full.
It's very impactful to be reading in real time.
For sure. I don't like getting notifications on my phone from apps. Like, I just got one from Kroger, and I'm like, why do I get Kroger app notifications? But I would encourage you, if you do download this app, it's called Easter Now, right?
Yes.
Okay. I would encourage you to actually allow notifications because it's going to give you real-time updates of what actual events would have been happening in real time in Holy Week.
And it's cool, too, because you can mark that you've read each day so that you kind of keep up with what you've seen and done
yeah.
as the week's progressing.
Yeah.
I love that.
And if you're visual, it's going to show you a map of what part of Jerusalem he came in on Palm Sunday. That's really where the week starts.
Begins.
Yeah. It's going to just progress. And of course, as Good Friday gets closer, it picks up a lot. So you can catch
and
up.
Good Friday.
Even.
Oh, y'all. Good Friday is so impactful. Just how it, step by step,
mm-hmm.
hour by hour, what's happening.
Yeah. 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 When I got my first year text notification at 3 o'clock on that Friday that Jesus had died, I was like, oh my gosh, this is like getting horrible news via text message, like we get today.
Yeah,
we get communication all the time via text message that's horrible news.
Mm-hmm. That's
so right. It felt really weird to have old news in a new form of communication. It's very impactful. Very, very impactful. I am going to make something this year that I've never made, which is called Resurrection Rolls, I think is what it's called.
And this comes out of that same book.
Yeah.
Sacred Seasons.
As I looked through some recipes online, this is a thing. I just didn't know about
it. I had never heard of this.
So Resurrection Rolls, it says that these are best made with children so that they can enjoy and understand the resurrection part of Resurrection Rolls. Together, on the eve of Easter, place a marshmallow in a crescent roll. That's going to be your tomb. And then on Easter morning, you bake the rolls. And what you're going to find is that when you cut the cooked roll in half, it's like made a hole, like it looks like a tomb, but of course there's nothing there.
That's so cool.
Oh my gosh. That is
so
sweet.
Yeah, because that marshmallow is going to hold the space while it's baking, but be melting too. So that's cool.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can explain that to kids
yeah.
as young as really little, and they're going to understand with the visual sort of display of that.
People are so creative. I've seen some cool, you know, table arrangements where somebody's done like a terracotta pot that's on its side with a big rock.
Are you serious?
Next to it, where it looks like, you know, the stone that's been rolled away and they just have some flowers around it. There's so many ways you can
That's so cool.
Really show what matters instead of just bunnies. I love bunnies. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I love tulips. But, like, that's not what it's all about. Right. It's just fun, fluffy stuff.
We'll be having an Easter egg hunt. But we're,
totally. You know. I may even have tulips on the table. But that's not what it's about, was my point. I love all the pastels and all that fun stuff.
Have you heard of Holy Cross buns?
Hot cross buns?
Hot cross buns. Excuse yes. me. Yes. There's a lady at the farmer's market here that sells those. I've never made those myself, but those also are supposed to represent, like, they actually have a little cross on the top of them. But imagine what just looks like a roll, but it has, it's spiced with, or it's seasoned with spices that would represent the embalming of his body.
Yeah.
And aww. Yeah, it's just each little piece has a specific symbolic sort of visualization.
And of course the dogwood, which we've mentioned on this podcast before, is usually blooming out around Easter, and it's kind of makes like a cross. Remember we talked about that? You guys can look that up and see how it's kind of symbolic too. And it's amazing that it's always around Easter time when those are out blooming.
Yeah. Yeah. If you
Easter's early this year.
Right.
I mean, just the way it falls.
But still, I feel like nature lines up.
I know.
It's just all under his command, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so we're going to have a meal together. What are you planning on making?
Well, our church has two services, and we usually go to the early. So we're done by, I mean, we're back home by 11.
Which is kind of fun.
Which is wonderful. So I was thinking brunch, and I'm kind of leaning towards doing shrimp and grits.
Come on with that.
Does that sound good?
That sounds delicious.
And I make a Cajun shrimp and grits, so it's got the andouille sausage.
Yum.
It's really good. I won't go crazy with spicy, since everybody doesn't like that.
That sounds so good. Mom will make her deviled eggs.
On. She'll make deviled eggs. And
the old joke goes that, you know, of course, you would not eat like four or five scrambled eggs.
Oh my gosh, but we could eat that many deviled eggs.
Before a meal.
Before what is a that meal. About? So weird.
I don't know. It's just some sort of weird science about how they're digested.
I guess so. That's so funny.
But yeah, it's just a really sweet,
special time,
important season. So
even if you don't have a regular home church, it's a day that you'll get blessed if you go find one in your neighborhood and pop in. They'd love to have you.
Lots of sunrise services will take place. So if that's something that you're interested in, I'm sure you can find one of those near you. Even some parks and things in very neutral, non-church specific places will do Easter services.
Oh.
To be out. It feels like it's a very, like, you should be outside sort of holiday. But
we've had plenty of Easters when you've had to cover up a new dress with a sweater or a jacket because you never know what the weather's going to be
it's
on
so
Easter.
It's so true. It's so true. You want it to be sunny and warm, but
it's
that's
not
always the case here in the South. So
unless you're in Miami, I guess that's you always
true.
Get a warm one.
It's true. Well, we do hope you guys have a fantastic Easter, knowing how extremely loved you are by the Father that sent his Son just for you.
Yes.
Peace be with y'all. We will see you back here at our regularly scheduled Tuesday episodes.
You've just listened to an episode of the Steel Magnolias podcast, an independent show funded solely on support from listeners like you and a few advertisers from time to time. For reminders of what we just said and links to what we just mentioned, take a look at the description of this episode. They are right there. Are you enjoying the show? We hope you'll text a friend or a loved one to tell them about the podcast. Make sure they know how to get to a podcast first. And we invite you to join our mailing list to be the first to know about episodes, giveaways, events, and even those gatherings. Sign up at steelmagnoliaspodcast.com.